frequent, many are considering installing a borehole. And tonight I'm talking to Bucks Venter Jr., who's co-director of Bucks Boerwerke, about the cost and legal aspects of setting up a borehole at your home or business. Bucks, welcome to Hot Business. Please, can you explain the ins and outs of borehole installation and what are the requirements?
Good evening, Nicolette, and good evening to the listeners. Okay, so a borehole is a hole built into an underground aquifer that flows deep underground that will supply your house with clean, fresh water.
And then what would be the requirements for one to be able to get one of those?
So legally, to have a borehole on your property, there's no real legal requirements if you're using it for household domestic use. It is only then the steps that you have to follow to get good water and to have a system installed.
Okay, so I want you to take me through the process. I'm at my house. I'm very frustrated with the water supply issues. Do I just make a decision, look, I'm ready to get a borehole installation? Do I pick an area at my house that it's going to be drilled at? Or do you guys come in and do all of that?
Okay, so a borehole is done in three easy steps.
Okay.
So the first step is a possible step has to be determined through a geological process. And in layman terms, it's basically an X-ray of the underground on your property. So then step two, the drill team comes in and we drill to a depth predetermined by the survey. And then on step three, the pump team comes in, installs all the necessary electrical wire, the plumbing, the pipes, the storage tank, and the filtration system.
Based on that, if you've done an X-ray, is it possible that I might not have water and a borehole could not work on my property?
Yes, definitely. There's not water everywhere, but luckily the region that we're in the Gauteng area, most of the properties have water and we have a good underground supply of water.
And we've seen quite a number of water outages, quite frequent. Has there been a rise in demand for boreholes locally?
Yes, definitely. There's definitely a much bigger problem than we think. There's a lot of areas. We see all the areas where there's no water and there's definitely a big rising concern.
And I guess as consumers, we have a want and then there is an affordability side of it. So what are the general costs that are involved in installing a borehole?
All right. So the average cost of a borehole in the Johannesburg area is we will approximately drill between 30 and 80 meters deep, which brings you to a cost of around 30 to 50,000 rand for the drilling. Then after that, your pumps and your filtration system that you need will cost you around 25,000 to 50,000, which brings us to a total of it in the air between 50,000 to 80,000 for a complete off-the-grid system.
And maintenance?
So the maintenance on a borehole is quite low. On the filters, there is a bit of maintenance. It depends on the quality of your water. But yeah, the maintenance is really not a big concern. There's really little maintenance on a borehole.
You mentioned at the beginning of the show that there isn't necessarily any legal requirements if you're using it for domestic purposes. But would you need to register with the municipality? Do you need to tell them that you are getting off their water supply and getting onto your own?
There is some municipalities with a bylaw that tells you to get permission to drill a borehole, but there's no real legal requirement. So most of the areas, you just drill a borehole and off you go.
So you could potentially have both water from the municipality and a borehole?
Yes, you definitely can keep your municipal connection. But from a financial point of view, it's much better to have a complete off-the-grid system and your borehole pays for itself.
Okay. And driving around Joburg suburbs, you often see a sign that says borehole water. Is that a compliance law?
So that is to show the municipality when they come to do their meter readings that they don't think there's a problem with your meter. Then they will know you're using borehole water and they don't have a big problem to start looking for why aren't your meter running. So that will only tell them that you already have a borehole and that's why your meter is not running and you're not using their water.
And let's talk electricity. How much is required? And I mean, we are faced with load shedding issues. Does that interrupt the workings of the borehole? Could it potentially damage it?
So there's not much damage from the load shedding side. It's normal like power surges that can cause damage to your TV and all your other electrical equipment. It can affect your borehole. But the only effect that you have from the electricity side, the load shedding point of view, you will have no water if there's no electricity, but you can run it easily off your solar. A ball pump system runs easily off a solar system and it doesn't use a lot of electricity.
A couple of years ago, I seeked a borehole and the costs were still primarily this, I mean, quite the same as what you've just quoted now. Have we seen any recent advancements in technology in the field of borehole installation that has lowered those costs?
Yes, definitely. I think with the demand, if you look at even at the solar system, the demand in solar systems definitely caused the price to come down because there's more and more new developments in the pumps and the same like the batteries and the solar panels. You have a lot of more people bringing it into the country, and yeah, we have quite a variety to choose from.
All right. Thank you very much for that thorough explanation. If you are considering installing a borehole at your house, it is, of course, Bucks Venter Jr., who's co-director of Bucks Boerwerke. Thank you very much. Hot business powered by